Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you aboard tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is Wednesday night, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. That means we have exactly 337 days left in this year. What a blessing from the Lord. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. We greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, for he is our soon-coming King. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. He is so faithful tonight. So we welcome you tonight, as we serve the word of God as directed by the Lord. We want to remind you that all callers can, guest callers may dial area code 646-200-0880. That number again is area code 646-200-0. Welcome to pass that number out. Also, if you desire to listen to us on the web, you may visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is D-I-D-Y-M-U-S. 2010. There you can listen to the nice episode live and in color, or you may download previous ones at your convenience. Tonight we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. We seek him before presenting the word. Our Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. Thank you that you are a miracle worker. Thank you that we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness according as we walk, according to your divine nature. Now, Father, we thank you, O God, for being so merciful to us, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for all sins, iniquity, and transgression. God, we just plead the blood. We thank you for washing us thoroughly from all our sins and cleansing us from all our iniquity. Oh God, we ask you to let your word flow free without any interruptions. Oh God, we just thank you that it is in Christ that we live and we move and we have our being. Father, we just thank you for being Jehovah Rapha for me tonight. You are the Lord that healeth us. God, we just thank you for the radio audience. We pray that you will bless every man, woman, boy, and girl, those that need a touch from you. Lord, set them free, for it's not by might, not by power, but it's by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. God, we just thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. We thank you for favor now in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man. We thank you for the victory. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight, we want to call your attention, the word of God, to the book of John for your consideration. John chapter 3, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. And we're going to talk tonight from the thought of private encounter, a private encounter. There are those who come to Jesus in public settings because they want certain things, but then there are those who wanted a private encounter. We're going to meet such a man tonight in the scripture. John chapter 3, and beginning at verse 1, the Bible declares there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest as if God be with him. So we meet a man of the Sanhedrin Council, a Pharisee. His name was Nicodemus. He was a ruler, master, teacher of the Jews. The Bible said that this same man came to Jesus by night. And he began to have a conversation with him, began to say, Rabbi, or father, or teacher, or master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for that no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And one great thing is to know that he did understand that a man has power when he knows that God is with him, because he in himself can do nothing by himself. The Bible declared that Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now this phrase, born again, simply means one who was born from above. There has to be a change to take place in your heart, a transformation, and that transformation will cause you to change. And it's always a constant changing, because we are always pulling off and pulling on the new man in Christ. So this man came to Jesus, and Jesus responded to his initial conversation by saying, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But Nicodemus was a natural teacher, so he asked Jesus a question. The Bible says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Which, that's a good question. He says, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, he was understanding this with his natural fleshly mind. But Jesus had to respond to it. So the Bible said that Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Notice he says again, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. First, he said he could not see the kingdom of God. And then he says, if you're not born of water and the Spirit, you cannot even enter into the kingdom of God. And when we talk about kingdom of God, we're talking about God's method of operation, the way he does things, his kingdom. He is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. Just like you can't go into the White House except you have been invited. Otherwise, you will be considered an intruder. Jesus continued on by saying, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Many times people down through the years have taught you must be born again, and they never explain what born again is. It's more than just saying I'm going to shake a preacher's hand. No, there has to be a change that takes place in you, and that change is always a continuous growth. You are growing in Christ. And then one day you'll have this testimony like the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and where it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You know, Peter even addressed this issue of being born again in 1 Peter 1:23, that being born again not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So you have to have the word of God preached to you so that you can change, but not on your own, but you'll be changed by the word of God, the living word of God. Now, John, the apostle of this particular book, he established in John 1:1, the Bible said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Bible said that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He also established the fact of in John chapter 1, and the 10th verse, the scripture established the fact he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The Bible said that he came to his own, and his own received him not. And I always tell people, one person's rejection is another man's blessing. So they rejected Jesus, but the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power or authority. Come, the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Bible says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And he established this fact that the Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus continued his conversation by saying, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. When the wind is blowing on your back, you feel the results of it. But you may not know necessarily where it originates from. You may think it's coming one direction, but the wind can blow all directions because God is God. And he can do whatever pleases him. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? He still was trying to understand with his natural mind. And there are some things that only can be given by the Spirit, by revelation. Not just information, but revelation knowledge. That's why we as saints have to pray that God will give us revelation in the knowledge of him, that we may grow and that we'll be established, be rooted and grounded in love, and that we might be filled with the knowledge of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and we testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you a heavenly thing? And no man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So Jesus was just letting Nicodemus know that, hey, no matter what it appears like, know this. He says, of a surety, he said, we can only speak that we know. And we can testify that we have seen. You cannot talk about something you have not seen or experienced. And he says, and you shall receive not our witness. They did not receive his witness. And of course, Jesus came to his people, his own, the Jews. They didn't receive him, but that opened up doors for us as Gentiles. The Bible declares in John 3:14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, Now, this story can be found in Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. You find the story of Moses and them as they traveled through the wilderness, and they got to Kadesh Barnea, and the people begin to complain, and they begin to talk about what they don't have, and they displeased the Lord by their complaining. And when they did, the Lord sent serpents in, and the serpents bit many of them. And the people went to Moses and said, pray for us, because we have talked against you and against your God. So you have to be careful how you put your mouth on the man of God, because if he's in the wrong, God will deal with him. But if you get in the pathway of that man of God, then you are responsible for whatever judgment come across. So he said, God sent those fiery serpents, and they bit many of those people, and many of them died. But then the Lord gave a resolution to that situation. He told Moses to lift up a brazen serpent. And as many people that look up on that serpent shall be whole. And someone was too lazy to look up and live. They was just rather to be slow for to die. So the Bible says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth. Now this word believeth has to do with you making a choice, that you decide that your faith is going to be in God the Father. So this is a continuing process, that whosoever believeth in him should perish but have eternal life. Now notice, in the midst of all this, we see God's love greatly demonstrated. The Bible says, for God so loved, not that he loved, but God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, believing in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The scripture declares, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Notice, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many of you would give up your only child to sacrifice for somebody else? When we didn't think about the Lord and didn't have him on his mind, he still loved us. And even now, many of us, he's pulling at our heart and saying, repent, come back home. I got a great blessing for you. So he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it is important for us to understand that this word belief has to do with us understanding the fact that when you hear the word, this word will make a transform in your life, change in your life. The Bible declares in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, the scripture says, to him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Notice, to him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sin. This word remission means forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness of sin. Then in Acts 2, verse 38, this was Peter talking on this, and he had just completed its great sermon where 3,000 souls came to be saved. This was Peter's comment now. This was not Jesus' commandment. But he says, then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Consider what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 33. The scripture says, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whomsoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Notice again, he says, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we see the power of believing in Christ. When you hear the gospel, the good news concerning the death, burial, resurrection, and I like to add the ascension, and its soon return, then you want to make up in your mind that you're going to change, not on your own, but you change. You have to have a desire to change. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. John 1:12 again declared, but as many as received him, to them gave he power, authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, in John 3:18, the scripture says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Notice, he that keep on believing. You might see ETH on the end of, as you read these in the King James Version particularly, but it just means you continue on, not that you believe and then you stop. No, but you believe and you continue on. So he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth condemned already. Why? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You must believe that Jesus is Lord. And if you know that he's Lord, he will change you. But he only can be Lord if we let him have control of all our life. We can't give him the part that we want. We got to give him control of all. He wants all or none. John 3:36 declares, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. The scripture said, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Notice that again. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The Apostle Peter made a declaration in 1 Peter 2, and around the 6th verse, the Bible declares, wherefore also, he says, it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Notice that again. He says, wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. In Acts 16:31, you see the famous salvation story of the jailer. As Paul and Silas were thrown in jail for lifting up the name of Jesus and casting out that spirit of damnation that was in one of those young ladies, that caused them to be cast into prison. But the Bible said at midnight they began to sing and to praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and the Bible tells us that the prisons were shaken, the foundation of the jail was shaken, and so that every man's bands were loosed, and the prison doors were open. And the keepers, or the guard, when he saw that, he thought everybody had escaped, so he took out his sword to kill himself. But Paul told him, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. And the Bible says he came in and got a light, and whole story short, he washed up Paul's sword and Silas' sword, and they begin to make a declaration to him. In Acts 16:31, the Bible says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Notice, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. In other words, when you believe, your whole house could come in because of you, because you come into covenant with the Lord. In John 12:46, the Bible declares, I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. What did he say? I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. In John 6:35, Jesus talking again, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Notice it again. He said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus was talking to a father who had a son, was a lunatic, and thrown by the Spirit into the fire so that no man could contain him. But Jesus, when he met this father, he told him in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And of course the father's response is, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. In John 20, we see Jesus had met up with the disciples earlier in that chapter, but when he came, Thomas was not there. And the disciples told him that Jesus had came. The second time Jesus came back, Thomas was there. He said, except I can put my fingers into his nail, scar hand, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. But look what Jesus said to him concerning believing. Jesus said unto him, talking to Thomas, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So he said to him again, because thou hast seen me, thou believe. He believed that he saw. But it's a blessing when you can say, I'm going to take God at his word. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. What is it that you're expecting for God today to do in your life? He is well able to do it. We understand that based upon Ephesians 3:20, when the Bible declares, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundance above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, he says, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. And then finally, Jesus points us again in John 6:47, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Notice now, he says, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. If we continue to believe his word, if we continue not only to believe, but walk out, be not just hearers, but a doer of the word, because it is the perfect law of liberty. Gracious God, tonight we give you glory. We thank you and praise you for your word tonight. We thank you for being so merciful and so kind. And then, Lord, we ask you now to look upon the radio audience, those who are stayed up to listen tonight, every man, woman, boy, girl. Lord God, I thank you for setting us free. It's the truth that we know that shall make us free. So, Father, we just thank you and we give you praise, God, that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that it is in Christ that we live and we move and we have our being. We thank you, God, for being so kind and so merciful. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this through Blog Talk Radio to share the gospel, the good news, Lord. And we ask you to bless your people like only you can. Lord, we thank you. Help us, oh God, that we will look to you, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible declares, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him which endured such great contradiction against sinners, against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. Father, we just thank you and we honor you and we give you praise for the victory this day. Tonight we cast all our cares upon you, for you care just for us. Help us, Lord, to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom is it steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Now, Lord, we just honor you. We give you praise for all things. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Certainly, we thank and praise God for blessing us tonight with the word. Tonight, a private encounter. Are you one that's looking to Jesus to help you? Are you too ashamed to go to him? Or do you just want to come to him in a private setting? Well, he knows where you are. He can lift you. The whole key is believing his word. If he tell you to go to the left, your miracle is on the left. If he tell you to go to the right, your miracle is on the right. But the whole key is obeying God. Obeying God. And when you obey him, he'll work everything out after the counsel of his own will. We thank God. Tonight we are on location. We're not in our regular studio, but we thank God for blessing. What a miracle worker. He's so kind and so merciful. And I just thank you all for joining us. I want to remind you just before we go that if you desire to correspond, you may write us at P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi. And, of course, you write that in care of Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministries. Prayer of Faith Ministry. And once again, that's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. If you desire to call for prayer, you can do so at 601-502-1150. That's 601-502-1150. Also, we just want you to be encouraged no matter what you're going through. Just know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 declare, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. And we look to see you, if the Lord, we are right back here on Blog Talk Radio on Friday night as we lift up the name of Jesus. Remember this at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. Well, until we greet you on Friday night, remember, Jesus is Lord, and everyone have a great night in Jesus' name.